There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
It's another hour of the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. Yes, indeed. It's called What's on Your Mind for a reason. Name of the show, because we want to know what's on your mind. So let us know at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, or studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Brought to you in part today by our friends at Polar Service Center, Kildare and Billings, where if you mention Scott, you're driving a tank, you got a tank truck, need a wash, $100 off your next tank wash, and they already have some pretty good deals right now. All you need to do is say, Scott sent me. They give you $100 off the tank wash. So, truckers, talking to you. Off I-90 Billings, north of Kildare on 22, look for the big sign. And if you're hauling water, Challenger Pumps, best price ever right now. You need a tank part, they've got it at Polar Service Center. Kildare and Billings, Montana. Another hour of What's on Your Mind underway. A little later on, Jeb Williams will be here. He is the chief of the Wildlife Division for the North Dakota Game and Fish Department. Attention, deer hunters. Decision time is next Wednesday. The lottery is here. What are you gonna submit? What are you going to look for? We'll give you the latest tips, answer your questions. Jeb will be here coming up on the program. All right? John in Bismarck with a comment at 800-228-0550 to start the hour. Hello, John. What's on your mind?
Yes, in regard to that murder that took place, it's a matter of perspective, his perspective and how he looks at things. And that perspective can be changed since he was from the Air Force Base, they should have had more activities and association reaction between the people who are soldiers up there, like volleyball and probably taking mob boating, and make sure they participate in such actions as this. Because if you get too isolated and you go to movies and you see a bunch of violence, and I don't go to movies anymore because they're too violent. And I don't watch TV that much TV because they're too violent. So right now I'm looking up in the sky and I see a jet going by a few minutes ago, and I got a beautiful tree, and I say, gee, what a beautiful country this is. I never gave any money to that, people down there who are being flooded out. And then I think, what can I do for somebody today? But that's just me. But it's perspective how you look at things, and sometimes you've got to sit back and look at things, especially when you're stressed, especially when that influence of violence creeps up on you.
No, I think you raised some interesting points, John. I mean, part of me says if someone, for whatever reason, mental illness, substance abuse, is bent on, you know, in this case, it was to walk into a Walmart in the middle of the night and shoot people. No amount of bonding or, you know, social interaction or anything else going to change anything. That's just something we can't understand and we'll never know why. What tripped that trigger, right? On the other hand, what you're talking about and being neighborly choosing your attitude and your perspective, great advice. Good stuff, you know. I don't disagree. Thanks for the call, John. Nice to hear from you. Robert Mandan, what's on your mind? You're next.
Yeah, Scott, I just moved back to Mandan after being gone a number of years, and I like your program. But I've been listening to all the politics that's been going on, and I think people are missing one thing. If you remember back to when we had the abortion issue, people took a one stand. If it wasn't in line with theirs, they didn't vote. Well, this same thing of deception is coming up right now. One party says, well, somebody else is to blame for it. People have got to take a stand, and the stand is, are we going to survive if we do not take and accept the Constitution. And people are not happy with politicians either side. They're not living up to what they're doing. I think the main problem is that they should all promote the Constitution, and people can have diverse ideas of others. But the Republicans, and I'm not one, but the Republicans lost that particular election, and they've been losing control of every other time. And unless you've got some control, you don't get in and present a point. That I'm not an orator or anything, but I worked for government for 20 years, and I don't like the way it's going.
So what's the fix, Robert?
Well, I think that people like you, I'm listening, you guys are pretty well-versed, but you're too close to the picture, too. You've got to realize that the majority of the people don't have time to listen to these programs or do other things. They listen to biased news, and there has to be a way to get the uninformed interested in what's going on, and they're tuned off right now. I can't give you a good fix.
Well, I don't know how you fix that, right? I mean,
what's the cure for apathy?
Yeah, I mean, other than a 2x4 to the head, you know, that'll cure some apathy, right?
And dad have been talking, haven't you?
The 2x4 to the head could come in the form of a complete meltdown of our economy. It could become, you know, the Iran deal, or getting a nuke. I mean, there's a lot of things that could bring another 9/11, whatever. It could be a lot of things can do that. Unfortunately, we have this, you know, a short attention span. You know, I mean, even like the situation up in Grand Forks, okay, a shooting at Walmart, and we're talking about that with the previous caller. A month from now, you probably won't hear anybody uttering anything anywhere around Grand Forks about that very issue, right? It's just it's forgotten. We just have we in this 24/7 sort of shiny object, constant barrage of issues. You just, go from one thing to the next, and it's not good.
I realize that, but there are people like yourselves and others who can make direct things.
Tell me what we could do better in that regard.
Okay, I tried to get involved in the political part of it. And as soon as one of my things that I had a feeling on, I was completely forgotten about. We all have different things that is to us is right and wrong. But the main one that we have to focus on is our freedom, which is our Constitution. And if that isn't the primary one, we're not going to win anything anymore.
All right, that's a good point. I mean, in other words, maybe while we watch the news cycle and always have to and always will, and certainly we this program's called What's in Your Mind for a Reason. People can call about anything, anytime. But generally, you know, the news cycle is driving what we're talking about, things that are in the news. What I think I hear you saying is go back to the basics on just fundamental, 101 on the Constitution, as an example.
And
maybe pick an issue a day and see, okay, where do you think in the Constitution this fits? I mean, I've got a copy of it right here, right? Always
yeah,
do.
It's and never I do, too. And
Never far away, but it's not a bad idea, because I don't think people often, it's like this Waters of the U.S. thing right now, right? I mean, the EPA, and by the way, Gina McCarthy, the administrator of the EPA, was on the phone last night with Governor Dalrymple, and I understand from sources in Governor Dalrymple's office, you know, they got a pretty good handle on this and what they were proposing, and they're saying it's worse than what we even thought. I mean, it is flat out chilling. And again, these are proposals fueled by extreme environmentalists who want the Buffalo Commons back, who have tried in the normal process of saying, here, Congress, that they controlled for some time, do these things that they rejected, and now they're going, well, fine, we'll just do it by executive order.
Right.
I mean, you can't find a basis for that in the Constitution. What they would do to North Dakota farmers, what they would do to North Dakota energy, what they would do to livelihoods by a pen is chilling. So what you're saying, I think, Robert, is take an issue like that and tell folks, okay, where in the Constitution would it suggest that could be supported? Is that what I hear you saying?
Our politicians are scared to do that. It doesn't matter whether it's a Democrat or Republican. you got to take a stand somewhere. And for me, I fought for my country. I was in Korea, and I'm an overlooked individual too. But I stood up for it, and I defend it. I defend the Constitution. So that's all I got to say, and I appreciate what you guys are trying to do.
Well, I thank you, Robert. Have you been to the Korean Memorial, the War Memorial in D.C.?
Oh, yes, I have, and I've been also on the flights for the old World War II vets too.
Oh, the honor flight, yeah. And the Korean Memorial is really, really neat. If you ever get a chance, it's near the Vietnam Memorial, off the Lincoln Memorial there. But it is, if you go up and look at the statues, the faces are so real. I mean, yeah. to the wrinkles and the the sweat dripping down their face, it's really unbelievable. It's a very, very, very well done memorial. Robert, thank you for your service. Thanks for calling and weighing in today. Appreciate it. Rich in Fergus Falls, Minnesota, out there in beautiful Otter Tail County. That's some God's country out there, I'll tell you. We'll check in with him next, and Deb Williams will be joining us momentarily as well from North Dakota Game and Fish. Talk dear love.
We know what's on your mind, so call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Scott Hillen here to tell you about my pals at S&S Motors in Watford City. I bought a great truck, got a great deal. You can too. They have clearance pricing every day at S&S Motors Watford City. Internet specials every day at snsmotorsinc.com. Call Brent or Tim. They'll take care of you. Pre-owned 4x4, great deals. New Fords and Chevys too, and they'll bring it to you. Full service shop with four techs that can handle any and all of your repairs and vehicle maintenance. Just call Sonia, 701-444-2341. Online, snsmotorsinc.com. S&S Motors Watford City.
First International Bank and Trust knows that dreams make life worth living. So let's dream. Let's worry less about money. Let's have more moments being in the moment. Let's live first. With free checking and convenient online and mobile banking, you can focus on things that money can't buy.
Happy birthday!
Open an account today at livefirstmobile.com. Member FDIC.
Yuvia needed financing to grow her restaurant business, but her bank simply didn't understand.
I was frustrated.
Yuvia found On Deck Business Loans.
On Deck did it for me. I called on Saturday, and I had $50,000 in my account on Monday morning.
How about the terms?
Incredibly easy. It doesn't mess with your cash flow.
On Deck changed everything.
This company, On Deck, is going to be there for me.
Was it a good move?
I'm looking to increase sales probably 30%.
Been in business for at least a year with $100,000 plus in revenue? On Deck can get you $5,000 to $250,000 in as little as one business day. And they're A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau.
On Deck has opened up so many doors for me now. Truly, truly, the sky is the limit. I'm excited.
Apply now at ondecklending.com or call 800-326-5430. 800-326-5430. 800-326-5430.
Loan subject to lender approval.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237. 6-2-2-3-7, extension 129.
Apache Squares. Best of the best. High Plains Apache is your Apache sprayer dealer in these parts. And the best part of an Apache sprayer, in my mind, gets you in the field when a lot of folks that don't have Apaches aren't in the field. And time's money, right? So remember that. And right now, some incredible interest rates make it worth your while to buy now. and get a great deal. I have a few used ones as well. HighPlainsApache.com is the website. Don't forget the ET Ag Center. 50,000 application parts. Anything you could possibly need in stock in their Mandan location, Fargo location as well. Actually down Frontier. But same thing. Bedroom community, as we say. HighPlainsApache.com. HighPlainsApache.com. Tell them Scott and Todd sent you. Rich in Fergus Falls, Minnesota. What's on your mind?
Well, hello there, Scott. It's been a while since I talked to you.
Well, good to hear from you again. I can. Good to hear from you. Yes.
All right. Say, first off, I'd like to tell you, I share your feelings about Father Sherman from Grand Forks now, but almost 50 years ago, he was at the Newman Center in Fargo where I went to school, and I got to know him quite well there, and he's one heck of a guy.
He is. He is a walking encyclopedia of North Dakota history, which is really fun. And he's just a gem. He's just the pastor in the truest sense of the term and really a neat, neat man. Yep. Great books, by the way. If you're looking for a book about North Dakota history or anything, just Google that up. Bill Sherman, he's written some books with DJ Guerrero, and they've done some good work. University of Mary Press. It's cool.
Yeah, the other thing I was really called about was you're talking about the media earlier and how they are the root of all our problems, in my opinion, also. But I think the real issue is who controls the media, and I think the media basically is controlled by the New York Times. But then I think you should also go beyond there and try to figure out who controls the New York Times. And I think a guy by the name of George Soros might crop up. But that's pretty much what I've got to say, other than I think you're doing a pretty good job.
I think our job is to make big media irrelevant. Right, I mean that you just, and really that's a lot easier to do today than it was a year ago, and certainly 5, 10, 15, and 20 years ago, because there was a time where the New York Times was a big deal. I don't remember the last time I read the New York Times. I really don't. It's to me dripping with bias, and I don't need it. I don't need it at all. Nor does anybody else. But it does have enormous influence on what you watch on the Today Show, Good Morning America, on the evening news. Still does. And for folks that you know, go to old media and consider it a trusted source, you're getting biased information. There's no doubt about it. But our job, when we see the bias, as you do, Rich, is to, in my mind, make it more and more irrelevant. Let people know that bias.
Most of the information that you get out of the local paper here in Fargo, which, of course, is our local paper as far as that's concerned, but it all comes from some news agency, which is part of the New York Times group. So, you know, it is a Times, but as I said, I think George Soros is the key here.
Thank you
for your time, Scott.
Thank you, Rich. Call again, 800-228-0550. Here's a call that came in during the break.
Yeah, John McCain was the media darling right up until he got the nomination. Up until then, he was like the greatest thing ever, and the media held him up. And as soon as he got the nomination, it got so bad that Barbara Walters had to turn her back on him while interviewing him. So that's how biased they are, and that's what's going to happen if you let the media pick our people. So somebody like Ted Cruz, yeah, I'm all for him. I'm pretty much all the good Republican candidates out there right now. There's a lot of good ones. So thank you.
Thank you for the call. That's a good attitude. I think there is circular firing squads are not wise. And there's a lot of them in Republican Party circles, to tell you the truth, that do worry me. You know what? Let's get them all in there. Let's put them through their paces. Let's see who handles the situation best. Go for it. Emailer says, when looking at presidential candidates, whoever Carl Rove and John McCain pick, I go a different way. Says, all right, however you choose to do what you do in selecting a candidate, that's fine. That's great. Just as long as you're engaged and you're, listen to what they say in their announcements and how they address press conferences. We had it somewhere to play one day, and we got busy. Ted Cruz's response to a question who asked, the person was asking if Ted Cruz had personal animosity towards gay people, and asked the same question five times. And Ted Cruz's response, I'll play it someday, if you haven't heard it, is just, you know, phenomenal. It really moved him up a notch. That's the kind of stuff you need to see him under fire, in my mind. We have been promising that we would be tackling a very important date on the calendar next Wednesday, and that's the Deer Lottery Day with Jeb Williams, Chief of the Wildlife Division, North Dakota Game and Fish, and he is on our newsmaker line right now, so we can take your calls at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Jeb, nice to have you back. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing well, Scott. How about yourself?
Great. What's on your mind today?
Well, June 3rd, as you mentioned, is a pretty big day for folks, Scott, and it's sneaking up quickly on people. And this year, as many people have already know, of course, we have allocated the lowest amount of deer licenses since 1978. And you know, I think for most people involved in the deer discussions over the last couple of years, they're not overly surprised by that. And so that's kind of a downer, but. You know, talking about some good news, though, Scott, is that the western part of the state, our mule deer numbers are rebounding. We just finished up the spring mule deer survey, which looks at, how deer got through the winter and winter mortality. And we saw another increase in that population, which isn't surprising since we saw a good recruitment year last year with the fawn crop. And so, there's some good things to talk about out west. We're increasing mule deer licenses in our antlered population. We are still going to remain conservative with the no doe harvest, no antlerless harvest in those 8 core Badlands units. But, you know, again, overall, I think there's some good news out west. And unfortunately, some of that news for some of the units, the white-tailed deer units in other parts of the state isn't quite as bright. But, we're going to need to work through these times.
Absolutely. And, you know, the reason we want to have you on today is because to be well ahead of the deadline on Wednesday so people can sort of strategize a little bit because there are some places, as you're saying, even some increases in some areas. So let's talk about the good news and then certainly answer any questions that folks have on what to expect. So good chance to just get all the facts and sort of get a game plan in and know what the best thing is to throw your hat in the ring there for next week. So hold on if you sec here, Jeff. We're going to come up against the break, and then we'll welcome calls from the listeners at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, and studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Talking the deer lottery today. Yes. And as Bill Parker asked me earlier, how much money did the deer win? Not that kind of deer lottery. A little bit of a different deer lottery. They actually
like
are losing.
Bill Parker question.
The deer are losing the lottery. But anyway, hang on.
Right.
Serving the Northern Plains. This is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Watford City. We're not the same. We're better. We're on the edge of adventure, and we're surrounded. Surrounded by rivers for canoeing, the legendary Lake Sakakawea for fishing, and pristine grasslands for everything in between. We're wide open spaces and an invitation to explore. We're the majestic Badlands of Theodore Roosevelt National Park and the beginning of the rugged 100-mile Mataje Trail. We're hiking, biking, horseback riding, and camping underneath the stars. We're Watford City, and we're time out for family fun. We're rib fest and street dances, high school football games, and rodeos at the county fair. We're Watford City, a hometown and a destination. We're the West at its best, because some things never change. Come see for yourself or find out more at voicesofwatford.com. That's voicesofwatford.com.
Hi, my name is DeRay, suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle and actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drortman.com. or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.
Yuvia needed financing to grow her restaurant business, but her bank simply didn't understand.
I was frustrated.
Yuvia found OnDeck Business Loans.
OnDeck did it for me. I called on Saturday, and I had $50,000 in my account on Monday morning.
How about the terms?
Incredibly easy. It doesn't mess with your cash flow.
OnDeck changed everything.
This company, OnDeck, is going to be there for me.
Was it a good move?
I'm looking to increase sales probably 30%.
Been in business for at least a year with 100,000 plus in revenue, OnDeck can get you $5,000 to $250,000 in as little as one business day. And they're A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau.
OnDeck has opened up so many doors for me now. Truly, truly, the sky is the limit. I'm excited.
Apply now at OnDeckLending.com or call 800-326-5430. 800-326-5430. 800-326-5430. Loan subject to lender approval.
Before the top of the hour on What's On Your Mind, chatting with Jeb Williams today, Chief of the Wildlife Division for the North Dakota Game and Fish Department. Deer Lottery is coming up on Wednesday. You're going to wake up and it's going to be Wednesday, folks. Trust me on this one thing. It's going to happen very darn quick. And so time to strategize a little bit on the best effort on getting it in there. And probably, Jeb, just telling yourself, as you said earlier, it's no secret that we have low numbers, and this year will be the lowest since 1978, but probably a good idea for folks to just prepare themselves that it's going to be a long shot, right? But based on the numbers that will apply versus the licenses going out, you got a, what, 1 in 10 chance of having one of them?
Well, yeah, depending on your unit that you're in, Scott, but I think you bring up a good point is that, you know, overall, is it a long shot? It potentially, again, depending on the unit that you're in and your choice. But if we've had this discussion over the last couple of years now that, you know, with number of deer licenses declining and a high interest of people still wanting to deer hunt, is that people might need to consider, and some have, whether that buck license is truly what they want to be applying for. Because we know even during the high number of years where we had high number of deer on the landscape, which of course equated to a high amount of deer licenses being issued, is that the demand for buck licenses is always strong. And so of course now with the number of deer licenses being reduced greatly, that demand is still going to be there. But if somebody chooses to put in for an antlerless license, their chance of hunting is going to significantly increase as far as being able to draw that license. And so there's two factors really there. Is people, we know people are very they're very drawn to that home unit. People don't usually shop around for units when it comes to deer hunting in North Dakota. They like going to a particular unit for a variety of reasons. It might be the grandpa's farm there. It might be they grew up there, whatever. That we know, I mean, deer hunting is a very family-orientated event. But if people are interested in increasing their odds, they can shop around in different units, as there definitely are some better odds than others and in particular areas. Or like I mentioned previously, is if somebody is just interested in hunting, which we know a lot of people are, they might consider applying for that antlerless license instead of that antlered tag, which are going to be very tough to draw.
And that pertains to a question that just came in from Larry, who says, you know, considering shopping around a different unit, what would you suggest? If you got a top three list of units that, you know, the chances would be a little better?
Well, you know, Scott, I'm going to let people do their own homework on that. I will get some hate mail if I put out some, you know, some units that, you know, have some better odds than others. You know, as people, you know, people in those units probably feel they have a pretty good deal. But, you know, some of the units in the western part of the state generally, you know, for a whitetail draw are not bad. Obviously, if you're talking about a mule deer unit, you know, that's always a tough draw. People recognize that, understand that. But some of the whitetail draw in the western part of the state is pretty decent if people want to make that trip out there, you know, for whitetail. And granted, the whitetail numbers in the western part of the state are not terrific. They never have been terrific like some places have been in the eastern part of the state. But there are some areas that people can go to that definitely increases their odds of drawing that antlered license. And like I just said, though, too, I mean, your odds are significantly increased if you're okay with putting in for that antlerless as your first choice.
Jeb Williams with us, Chief of the Wildlife Division for North Dakota Game and Fish Department, till the top of the hour here today on What's on Your Mind. So if deer hunting and the lottery on the 3rd are on your mind, you have any questions on this or any issue, give us a ring at 701-258-0550. You can also text Todd at 701-226-8503. We talked earlier about the mule deer population being up, being one of the good news things. Why is it up?
Well, I think, you know, a couple reasons, Scott, is that the western part of the state, our 8 core badlands units have had pretty mild winters over the last couple of years. Their mule deer in general tend to cycle. I mean, that's something that they do. Even in good conditions, bad conditions, their population can be cyclic. Now, we know that in North Dakota, some of the extreme winters that we can receive in the state obviously play a role in that. And mule deer, the reproductive capability isn't like a whitetail where you get them in the right conditions and boom, those numbers can bounce back fairly quick. Mule deer, for example, mule deer, not all that common to have, you know, twins, you know, even triples, of course, whereas whitetail, that's more common. So that capability to rebound isn't as quick with mule deer as it is with whitetail. And so going through some of those tough winters, obviously put the mule deer population back. The Game and Fish Department at that time recognized the numbers and really wanted to kind of give them help them out a little bit, jumpstart, and we were very conservative then with the restriction on no antlerless mule deer licenses in those 8 core units. And so I think that has helped. And again, some of the research that's been done on mule deer definitely shows that the weather plays a big role and a big impact. And we know in North Dakota that tough winters can definitely restrict population growth with a number of critters. And so they went through some pretty tough years there. And fortunately, the last number have been better. And a conservative mule deer harvest has also helped out with that effort as well.
You know, we certainly want this back up from this low, right? I mean, obviously when there's a heavy-duty deer population, then you have some grumbles the other way. But certainly everybody, I think, would agree, as much a part of this is of North Dakota's heritage, you know, you want these numbers back up. Is there anything you can do to get them back up to a level you'd like to see, short of controlling the weather? I mean, in other words, you're doing things here and there that are working, and there's some success stories, but I'm talking about back to the numbers that people really are rooting for. Is that possible? Is that doable, or is that controlling Mother Nature?
Well, Mother Nature is a big part of that, Scott, but, you know, there's no doubt that during the high deer number years, and I do need to say that our intention, our goal as a department, Scott, was to never be issuing 150,000 deer licenses. If we're issuing 150,000 deer licenses in the state, that means that we have a lot of deer. And we also had a lot of deer, or we also had a lot of people that were not as receptive to that number of deer on the landscape. And from a deer hunter standpoint, of course, there's a lot of people who have the feeling that there probably is no such thing as a phrase of having too many deer. I mean, there's some people that believe you can't have too many deer, but as a Game and Fish Department perspective, North Dakota is 90% plus privately owned. And we know that if we're issuing 150,000 deer licenses and a tough winter comes along, there's going to be a lot of landowners who are not going to be appreciative of that many deer on the landscape. We feel that landowners are pretty tolerant, you know, within reason. But when you get that many deer and you have that type of congregation going on, and then, of course, the that many deer in somebody's winter, stored livestock feed supplies, that can be very problematic for an individual landowner. We went through a number of winters, three winters in a row, that, you know, I think really, really pushed the tolerance levels of a lot of landowners in North Dakota. And so, you know, that's one of those, the tightrope that we always walk in this state, is we know that people have a strong interest in deer hunting, and it's a very much a part of their lifestyle, but we also have to balance the interests of the landowners in the state that provide essentially that recreation and that opportunity for the majority of deer hunters out there. And so, you know, I certainly can't sit on here, Scott, and tell you we have that balance perfectly figured out, because we don't. But it is something that the department always keeps in mind when we talk about increasing deer numbers and making sure people recognize that there is a segment of the population that it isn't quite as interested in raising that deer population, probably to the level of some others.
Interesting. Very interesting, for sure. And you know, I guess trying to convey is that there's some things just beyond your control. And I know it's, you know, people just want it fixed, right? They just want more deer. And even to the point of getting to where your target is. And what would that number be? I mean, like you said earlier, 150,000 is too many. You don't want to be to that point. What do you want to be?
Well, we have our five-year goal, Scott, that we put in place. Our previous goal was at approximately 124,000 deer licenses. And we are in the process right now. 2015 is the year where we're hit our five-year period, and so now we are redoing those five-year goals. And moving forward, you know, for the next 5 years, our goal is going to be a lot less, because again, in a realistic picture, we're not sure of how many deer can be carried on the landscape compared to what was carried on the landscape 10 years ago. I mean, you know, people. There's many wide awake people out there that have seen the changes in the landscape that have taken place in a 10-year period. We went from, you know, 3.5 million acres of CRP in North Dakota to, you know, now we're just over 1 million acres. So there's been a lot of changes in the landscape, and you know, and a lot of those areas simply are not capable of holding the same amount of deer that they once did, and now the Game and Fish Department has to manage that accordingly, and that's not going to meet some people's expectations, and so we've had a lot of discussions with the public about that over the last couple of years.
So what I'm trying to get at is okay, if 124,000 was still the goal, and realistically that has to come down a little bit, short of controlling the weather and the conditions that affect the population the most, what can you do to move the needle upward?
Well, one of the things that we have been doing, Scott, the Game and Fish Department, of course, has a limited budget, and so we have been working, and we've received a couple of Outdoor Heritage Outdoor Heritage Fund grants, and we're going to continue to work through that process. We run into a bit of a bottleneck there too, is that, you know, we only have so many staff and the capability of delivering so many programs available, but, you know, we're going to continue to do what we can with the budget that we have to try to add some habitat to the landscape in some of these areas that the habitat has changed pretty dramatically in the last 10 years. But, you know, again, I can say all that, but we anytime you talk about those programs, you have to have participation from landowners. And fortunately, for the most part, I think we do have that, Scott. There is no doubt that there are individuals out there who are right now taking advantage of, you know, of course, you know, some higher commodity prices and have been over the last number of years. But there's also kind of a mentality out there of some individuals that are willing to farm the best, leave the rest type mentality. And so that's, some of the USDA programs are shifting to that philosophy as well. And so we're going to continue to partner with those.
Jeb Williams, Chief of the Wildlife Division, with us today on What's on Your Mind. Last chance to ask a question for Jeb. Get it in now at 701-258-0550. Talking about the deer lottery next Wednesday. 43,275 total licenses.
You're
down about 4,000.
Program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
I'm Monsignor James Shea, President of the University of Mary in Bismarck. By offering 3 full semesters per year, the University of Mary gives you the option to get your bachelor's degree in 2.6 years. We call it year-round campus. And because you graduate sooner, you spend less, save more, and get a head start on your career. Less time, less cost, less debt. Come see how the University of Mary is proving that less can be more with our new year-round campus. Schedule a visit at yearroundcampus.com, yearroundcampus.com.
It takes hard work and support to get a farm standing on its own two feet, just like it takes a solid frame to make a building last for years. Ensure the structures on your farm are solid with Prairie Post Frame. They use the heaviest metal, the strongest posts, and superior craftsmanship to give you the best return on your investment. In farm business, you need to make smart decisions. So make the profitable choice with Prairie Post Frame, leading the industry in quality post frame construction. Visit prairiepostframe.ca.
Our Best Places to Work tour has taken us to Braun Intertech, and I want to tell you more about the great career opportunities that are awaiting you right now. If you're a geotechnical engineer with experience, listen up. If you're a construction materials testing technician in North Dakota, listen up. To find out about some great opportunities, go to BraunIntertech.com right now. Braun Intertech, the science you build on. These folks have been serving North Dakota with an array of geotechnical engineering, environmental consulting, and construction materials testing services for over 30 years. They're a company of over 800 employee owners, and they're growing fast in North Dakota. A scientific company in the work they do, and they are hiring right now at Braun Intertech. So again, geotechnical engineers, construction materials testing technicians, if you have experience, they need you now. That's in Bismarck, Williston, all points in between, Fargo, take your pick of where you'd like to live, and there's locations all throughout North Dakota. BraunIntertech.com, click on careers to find out more about these great opportunities. BraunIntertech.com, one of our best places to work.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
One of our best places to work, MBI Energy Services. Tell me today they are looking for a diesel mechanic in Watford City, a water truck driver in Ross, North Dakota, and a oil truck driver in Kildare. MBIEnergyServices.com to find out more. Check out their Facebook page as well. One of our best places to work tour. Actually, let me get on the track there at their training center by Belfield. Wow, pretty cool. Pretty cool. I'm trying to get a drive-in job next. I'd like the, I want to do what Dave Letterman got to do on his farewell show there. Take the drive-in. So that'll be one of these days. Chatting with Jeb Williams from the North Dakota Game and Fish Department, Chief of the Wildlife Division. Text question, what about chronic wasting disease, Jeb?
Chronic wasting disease. We did have another positive in the Southwest part of the state this last year. To date, we have 7 total positives, all in unit 3F2, again in the southwest part of the state, Scott. And so we do have some special restrictions in place down there aimed at trying to keep that keep that that disease, quarantine kind of down into that area. So, fortunately, it's the good news is there, Scott, is it's not expanding around that unit. The bad news is we continue to have another positive down there. But like I said, it's seven total deer to date, all have been in the mule deer species, and so hopefully we can keep it contained, moving on, into the future years. But, something else I should mention here, Scott, while we're finishing up, is we've been getting some questions from the public as far as pronghorn population and the pronghorn hunting season. Last year, we did have a limited season in the very far southwest part of the state. We had one unit that was open. And, I hate to get ahead of myself because the surveys don't take place till around the 4th of July. Our big game staff at that point in time is doing the surveys to survey the population and what kind of reproduction was had this past spring and really to kind of determine what the population looks like. And so we will know more here in about a month, just a little over a month, as far as what kind of season opportunities are going to be available for the pronghorn season this year. So, but again, I hate to prejudge the process, but I would hope that we could have some additional units open this year with another nice winter that we had last year and just anecdotal observations from our staff and the general public seeing more pronghorn on the landscape in western North Dakota.
Sounds good. Jan in Otter Tail Lake, you're next. Jeb Williams, Chief of the Wildlife Division, Game and Fish Department with us. Jan, go ahead.
Good morning, Scott. Say, I just wanted to call in and say thank you for coming down to Ashby. I'm a Ashby, I grew up in Ashby. I'm a Vietnam vet, and thanks for commenting on them. But most of all, I just wanted to comment and say thank you for talking about the youth. If you look at anything that we're doing today, and that was whether it be churches or attitudes or things like that, the youth kind of grows up and sets their moral foundation by about age 13, and then away they go. And we're reaping the consequence of the abortion industry and some of the other things that have gone on. But, God's still in control, and he's running the show. And if we're going to get back to our moral footings, it's going to take us paying attention to him, because if that's, he's the one that put Obama in place. And so the only way it changes is if he decides he's going to change it.
Some things you can't control. Jan, appreciate the call. It was great fun in Ashby, one of the best Memorial Days ever for yours truly. Sort of the best celebration I've ever seen in any community, and I was inspired by those youngsters. So thanks for calling. Call again. Short on time here with Jeb, so I do want to go back to the calls, and here's a quick one for you. Go ahead and roll that, Todd.
What effect is the mountain lion population having on the deer population of North Dakota? Thank you.
Yeah, we're just in the process now. We've been, the last 3 years, we conducted phase one of our mountain lion research, and we're into phase two as well. And not a big surprise, the first phase of the research came back and found that deer were the top prey for mountain lions in the western part of the state. And that's consistent with other areas in the state. And so that's something that we're continuing to monitor. We have we know that that's a balancing act to play as well. There's some people that appreciate mountain lions, and we have some people in North Dakota that have really appreciated the hunting opportunity, both the boot season and the hound season. And so we know that the mountain lion prey on deer, and they have in other states. But we're also seeing a positive increase in our mule deer population out in the western part of the state right now. So, that was something that I think a lot of people had questions about, was, how would the deer population rebound with some additional predators on the landscape in western North Dakota in the form of a mountain lion that we haven't had for a number of years in North Dakota. So, we're continuing to monitor it with some studies, but again, mule deer population is trending upward in North Dakota, which is good.
All right. Sounds good. Well, we're going to have to leave it there. And I guess last quick thing is just anything new this year? I think last year there were some changes for North Dakota residents. What should folks know about the application process quickly?
Well, just, we appreciate all online application processes, and people are reminded to put their driver's license information in there, which is required by law, and make sure to hit that June 3rd deadline.
Yeah, and that last year was the first year that's what I was thinking of, part of the big game application, so important to remember that. Jeb, thanks for the time today. Great to have you answer all the questions. Folks, thanks for listening. God bless you one and all. We'll see you tomorrow on What's On Your Mind. It's hard to get a meal for $4 these days unless you stop at a PetroServe USA location and get that 4-for-4 deal. Hot stuff, personal pan pizza, 20-ounce drink, and your choice of 2 cookies, all that for $4 all day, every day at a PetroServe USA location. Helping America feel better, too, because you have choice at the pump when you fuel up at a PetroServe USA location under that red, white, and blue banner. That's right. Everything from E15 to E85 and E10. They've got it all. Your choice. Helping North Dakota fuel better by connecting North Dakota's oil fields with North Dakota's corn fields. And there's a PetroServe USA location near you. When you stop, grab and go some great specials like Mike and Ike and hot tamales for 99 cents or Jack Link 2-ounce beef sticks, 2-for-5. Load up on Nestle Pure Life Water 20 packs for only $3.99. Gardetto's $1.29 a bag. Pop-Tarts 2-for-$1. Or those great Deli Express sandwiches are only $1.99 too. At a PetroServe USA location near you, PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better.
Are you suffering from EP? The symptoms include fraudulent charges to your credit card. Your subway card says it's empty, but you bought it yesterday. Someone's been in your hotel room, but the desk clerk says they only show you entering the room. These are signs of EP, electronic pickpocketing. Payment cards, transit cards, even hotel room keys use a radio chip, so you can just wave your card at the register, the turnstile, or your hotel room door. But what's convenient for you is also convenient for thieves, waving scanners to electronically pickpocket you without even touching you. The good news is there's a cure. ID Stronghold has created leather wallets and clutches that have built-in EP protection. Layers of shielding material cleverly concealed in a beautiful leather wallet that stops the symptoms of EP. Go to IDStronghold.com now and get the cure. IDStronghold.com. Warning, ID Stronghold wallets could lead to feelings of safety and security, comfort in crowds, and euphoria. If you experience these emotions, immediately inform your friends and family about IDStronghold.com so they can feel better too.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610, or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates, 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with 2 black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.